You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you and prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Teachers Union wants all of you to shop for school supplies anywhere but Target. And the reason for this boycott is the dumbest reason of any of the boycotts so far. The teachers union is upset not for what Target did. They are upset for what Target did not do. Target didn't speak up against ICE and the nation's largest teachers union has determined that that is so egregious that they should use their considerable power to urge everybody to boycott Target. When are we going to realize that companies are not going to save you? Companies are not going to save whatever your issue may be. No matter how righteous or how right you are, if you are looking for corporate America to come to your rescue, you are looking in the wrong place. And this obsession with Target is ridiculous. Ridiculous. And it's embarrassing to me for the teachers union. Here is Randy Weingarten talking about the campaign that the teachers union has initiated to shop anywhere other than Target.
Target's corporate headquarters are in Minneapolis, where ICE's cruel and illegal immigration tactics have left vulnerable communities, including countless children, in a permanent state of fear. Target could have used its considerable clout to demand an end to these inhumane tactics, but it has remained silent as ISIS terror and
oh no, they were silent. There's no greater sin in today's world of performative corporate justice. This is so stupid. It is so stupid. And it goes to this overall idea. Look, if you as an individual shopper believe that Target should have done more and you personally want to shop elsewhere, I honor that. I have no problem with that. Individually, everybody can make decisions on how to shop however they want to do it. I have spoken out against the ongoing boycott against Target because I believe that people have decided Target is supposed to be the social justice warrior of America. And if Target doesn't do whatever the issue of the day is, some goof is going to freak out and be like, now we're all boycotting. Mm. Now we're boycotting even more. We're like triple D boycott. Stupid. My issue with the ongoing boycott over Target was that it has become a part of political identity and no longer linked to any sort of specific goal. The initial boycott against Target, I believe, was incredibly effective. And it was way more effective than I thought it was going to be, and I was wrong. It was incredibly effective. Why? Because it told a narrow story, and the story was Target is rolling back all of their efforts to support diversity and equity. Now, we could have an argument as to whether or not that's a fair accusation, but it's a very effective story. It, in fact, I don't know that it directly led to a new CEO, but there's a new CEO.
Yeah.
There's less conversation about, like, oh, Target is screwing black people and gay people. There seems to be less public conversation on that. And in fact, at a national level, the national people who were pushing this boycott said they were done. The local people, we had them on the show. Like, I'm not opposed to having viewpoints different than mine. The local people came on the show and said, well, we don't care what the national people say. We're continuing our boycott. Fine. Mm-hmm. Well, then ICE gets added in. Now we're mad about ICE. So first we're mad about diversity. Then we're mad that they, well, the allegation was that they were cooperating with ICE or letting ICE agents stage in their parking lots. Target has said they have no cooperative agreement with ICE.
Yeah.
And generally, Target doesn't own their parking lots anyway. They're renters, and so they may or may not have a voice in that scenario, but they can't exactly evict law enforcement from staging. Anyway, now we're not even mad at that. Now we're mad that they were silent. It's this absurd, like, silence is complicity. And that is so...
It's a tiring narrative. It's exhausting.
I just think it's also an abuse of the power of the teachers union.
Yeah. There's other things you could be shifting your focus on than this. But.
Lots of text. 651-461-9226. I want to know where you're at on this. I think it... Now, again, if as a teachers union, you were saying, we think you should shop at union.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in a union. All things being equal, I would personally prefer, like when it comes to grocery shopping, I prefer to shop at union employee grocery stores. I do shop in other places, but like to me, you know, I'm not one that you got to check off the list of here's how I feel about issues or here's how you should donate. That's just not me. If that's how you want to live your life, I think you live your life however you want. But I do think for the teachers union, I tell you, like, maybe this is how teachers want their dues used for this sort of political advocacy. But to me, like, what does this have to do with improving your life as a teacher? You can make the long tail that, like, well, the way ICE was interfacing with schools and near school. Okay, but, like, it's a bit of a stretch to me.
I think this is a reach. I'm still trying to connect dot A to dot B when it comes to the teachers union and Target, because I feel like they're just looking for a cloud to yell at, to shake their fist at and yell at, and I don't understand it. As a former Target employee, I think it's pretty black and white as far as what they told us when this was starting to happen was basically, we can't help you. And yeah, it's a tough thing to hear, but it's also, that's just the facts of life, baby.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Are we addicted to boycotts or what, says one texter. I do think there is a certain amount of that. Good thing everything is going so well in our education system that the teachers can focus on ICE and Target. Another texter, I hate ICE. I don't shop at Target very often, but now I can. Now I might. Totally agree, Jason. The Target boycott is stupid. Another texter says, I will be joining the Target boycott. You ask, when are people going to realize that companies aren't going to save them? The question you need to ask instead is, when are companies going to realize they can't harvest all the demographic information about their customers and market to directly, I don't know, we're getting a little... Texter, we were already tricked that the tech billionaires were supposed to be our social justice warriors. Another texter, Target's a Minnesota company. You would have thought they would have spoken out against ICE. Many companies did. Target wants to be a part of the community, but isn't putting that forth when the rubber meets the road. Let me ask you this. What are the Minnesota companies that really aggressively spoke out against ICE?
Yeah.
Because the answer is none.
Yeah.
None of them.
Correct.
And they did speak out at a certain point where the business community came forward and said, look, this ongoing surge of ICE agents is bad for business and we need to work it out. And I and many others thought that was a pretty tepid statement. And you also can acknowledge it was a statement, right?
Yeah.
Jason, why isn't the anger directed at Trump and the politicians? Trump skates and Target is the bad guy? I don't know. I think the teachers unions are pretty obvious, are pretty pretty anti-Donald Trump. Yeah. Like, that's, I don't know that that's fair. I have to admit it was pretty brutal to watch masked agents forcing two young workers to ground at the Richfield Target and take them away. Both workers were later confirmed to be U.S. citizens. So all I'll say about that is we don't really know what happened prior to that video recording. So we don't know what the full interaction was there. I agree it was tough to watch. But do I blame Target for that? Like, Target should have done something? I don't know. I don't. Texters, Target is a statewide store. Liberals in the metro area need to understand that we live in rural Minnesota and do not see life as you see it. I was a 35-year teacher. I usually voted Republican. To me, I just, this idea that we're going to boycott and organize a boycott and use the power of our union to urge a boycott, I mean, are you really prepared to extend that logic to every, like, well, this store didn't speak out about this? I just think this idea that you expect a corporation to do the work, if you really believe in these issues, go elect politicians who are aligned with you.
Yeah.
This idea, I also think we've accepted this idea that it's okay to economically punish the tens of thousands of people who work for Target in Minnesota because what? Because Target didn't speak out on ICE? Give me a break. Yeah. Give me a break.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Drive time back in just. We'll be shopping at Target tomorrow. Another BS boycott. Tell teachers to stick with teaching. I don't know. Like, unions are allowed to speak about what they want, but. Another texter says, if I were Target, I would consider moving headquarters. I think that's too extreme, but I do think Minnesota could stop just constantly beating on them. You got to weigh, like, is the benefit of having them here worth whatever your other grievances are? Not to downplay them, but be real.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShares got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.